All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 111. 111, make a wish, or not. Maybe that's another good superstitious type of myth to discuss. So here we go. Learning today is sponsored by Lenny Glass, in memory of his mother, Mattel Bas Yeshaya, and by Joy Zimmer, in memory of Trudy Levine, Tehinish Masam Turim Turachayim, and for Fush Lima, for Shira Bas Devorah Lea. Okay, so would have been pretty apropos of yesterday to get this one out there, but I wasn't able to. But we'll do it today, and that is, what is the deal with pregnant and nursing women on fast days, particularly the minor fast days? Although, stay tuned to the end, a very interesting kula from Rav Shlomo Zalman regarding Tisha B'Av. But we're talking about, from now until that point, the minor fast days. Yom Kippur is in its own category, right below that is Tisha B'Av in its own category, and then we have Shavasa Batamas, Asar Batavis, Sam Gedalia, Tainus Esther, the minor fast days. So the Mechaber is clear from the outset, HaKol Chayavim Lisanos Arbat Somos, that everybody's got to fast these four fast days regarding the Churban fast days, Asar Batavis, Sam Gedalia, Shavasa Batamas, and Tisha B'Av. But then the Ramah gives us a special dispensation regarding Ubros Umenikos, pregnant and nursing women. It's not entirely clear the parameters of it. It's like a little bit confusing in the Ramah. First, he says that Ubros Umenikos Shemitztairos Harbe, that if a pregnant or nursing woman is in a great deal of pain and discomfort, so then she shouldn't be fasting. All right, that implies that if she's feeling okay, then she should be fasting. But then he continues, no, even afilo enim mitzairos enim chiyavos leisanos. No, even if they're not in pain, they're fundamentally exempt from these fast days. Okay. But then he concludes, ela shenahag lahachmir. But the minhag is to be machmir. So it's like, what? So how do we make sense of all this? So it's clear. If, and the Mishnah Berurah is clear, if there's any real chalishus, weakness, and tsar, then a pregnant and nursing woman in the minor fast days should not be fasting. The question only comes to the forefront if she's feeling okay. She's feeling fine. She's feeling healthy. She's feeling well. Should she be fasting? So the conclusion of the Ramah is nahag ulahachmir, that the minhag is to be machmir. But many women, pregnant nursing women, so if that's truly the case, then I guess she should be machmir. But many that I've encountered feel weaker and not so well when fasting, which would make a lot of sense. So it's very common to really focus on the previous line of the Ramah, that even if they're feeling okay, they are still not mechuyavos to fast. So the question then becomes, what is pregnant? What is nursing? I'll actually stop in the middle here for a story if we're going to make this into a myth at all. What you see from here is that only pregnant and nursing women are exempt. Women who are not pregnant or nursing are just as mechuyavos in these fast days as men. Rav Sobolovsky tells a story that a woman once approached him and told him that in her family, the minhag is women don't fast. He said that's just not a halachic, that's not a minhag. If they're not well, so then as much as a man isn't well, they're not obligated. If they are, then they are obligated to fast. So he said probably what was that, you know, 100 years ago, back in the shtetl, that at a young age, already the women, young women would get married, they'd be pregnant, then they'd be nursing, then they'd be pregnant again and nursing, and they were never fasting in these fast days, because if you're pregnant and nursing, so then you are exempt. And then the mistaken minhag got passed on, oh, women fundamentally are exempt from these fast days. So that we could put out there as a myth. That is not true, that women have an exemption from these fast days. Pregnant and nursing, yes. So what is considered to be pregnant? So the Mishnah Berurah says, here this is on Simon Tuf Kuf Nun. The Mishnah Berurah says, first he says, when it's nikar, when it's recognizable that you're pregnant, which would be about the end of the first trimester. Rav Avadia quotes that as well. But then the Mishnah Berurah concludes that even 40 days in, when the vlad, when the fetus is formed, 40 days in already, you could say that you're considered to be pregnant for this regard. I mean, you're pregnant, you can't be half pregnant. You're pregnant right away. But with regards to the fasting, the exemption of fasting, he would say even 40 days in, we could already apply the exemption if she's feeling any level, again, of weakness and discomfort. Less than 40 days, he said, she should be treated like a regular woman, unless, again, there's a tremendous amount of tsar, then not. But under normal circumstances, if she's feeling okay, then less than 40 days, she would be treated with respect to the fast day as a regular, not pregnant woman. What about nursing? So that seemed to be pretty clear. If she's nursing, she's nursing. But first of all, are we talking about exclusive nursing or majority nursing? But a major kula I think many people are familiar with is quoted by the Piskei Chuvos, and also I've heard in the name of a number of YU Rosh Yeshiva, that for the first 24 months, 2 years post childbirth, she has the status of a menekes, of a nursing woman, and the body isn't fully recovered, and therefore she would have this exemption from the fast days for the first 2 years. Rachman al-Islam, the Piskei Chuvos quote said, even a woman who miscarries more than 40 days into the pregnancy would also have this status for the first 2 years. And so she would also have this exemption. What is fascinating, again, this is all regarding the minor fast, though. What's really fascinating, the Virshu Mishnah Berurah quotes in the back from Rav Shlomo Zalman and Halicha Shlomo, that this is what they're quoting here, that even on Tisha B'Av, since it's extremely hot in the summer, even on Tisha B'Av, the minag nagu hamorim be'eretz Yisrael, many of the poskim in Eretz Yisrael would tell a pregnant, not a nursing woman, but a pregnant woman to not fast. Shaloli is anas afilu b'tisha b'av mipnei mezeg ha'avir hakasha v'choleshes hadoros, because it's very hot and the weakness of the later generations. So I don't think that that's as commonplace. I don't think at all. You should definitely always ask a shayla first. But it is interesting that Rav Shlomo Zalman did say that.